You are listening to BSR 88.1 WELH Providence or online at www.bsrlive.com. We are lucky enough on phoning it in, James and Gabe here.
Hi.
To have on The Low Anthem for the second time, actually, a wonderful Providence-based folk band who played one of the best sets that I'd heard, but unfortunately we did not get it recorded, so they are back. Low Anthem, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Yeah.
We're doing well. All set up here. We don't know how it's going to sound, aside from that one tune that we checked. But we'll start with that, and if anything's bad, just say so.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. What should we do? Should we just start playing?
What have you guys been doing recently? Have you been playing around Providence?
We were just on tour with Surprise Me, Mr. Davis, which is a group that it's like a collaboration between The Slip and Nathan Moore, who's a songwriter from Shenandoah. They're great, great indie folk Americana rock band, and we just did a Northeast tour with them. And we're back in town for a few days, and we're going to New York to make another record. So
what was your favorite town of the Northeast tour? Where should I visit if I'm driving around the Northeast?
I don't know. Western Mass is wonderful, especially this time of year. Western Mass. Go to, like, Great Barrington and try not to spend $15 on a hamburger. But it's beautiful. Yeah, Great Barrington, Mass. Gets my vote.
All right, I'll check it out next time I'm there.
All right, we'll play a song for you called To Ohio.
All right, awesome.
Cross that line to Ohio. All the way to
Hey.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded like music.
Oh, good.
Really, really good music.
Good. That's great. That's even better than. We're going to switch around some instruments, so bear with us for just a second. We're in here set up with a drum kit and a pump organ and a acoustic guitar and a clarinet and a couple horns and some shakers.
So this is like a minimalist night for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Well, we figured the upright bass, I don't know the technical stuff, but I think most of the frequencies are too low for a phone. Is that wrong? I don't know. Have you ever had any success with upright basses?
I've had some on. I don't know. You might be right about that. Science was never my strong point.
Well, I don't know.
But
I don't know much about
it. The pump organ sounded brilliant, so.
Cool. I'm glad you can hear that.
That was in the good range.
Cool. All right. This is another song now called Senorita.
Okay, awesome.
Your dust brown skin. Where you going with that thing up your sleeve? I've heard about your ways, and I know I cannot win. Senorita, with your dust brown skin. There you go now, with the devil in your eyes. Devil in your eyes, and I'll follow you forever through the smoky Pyrenees, buying cheap liquor when I can't provide a feast. I'll be lost without you, and I don't know who I am. Senorita, with your dust brown skin. There you go now, and I forget your name. For time's passing, but for sorrow. Now you're coming back, oh my lord, my voice contained. Senorita, I forget your name. Thank you.
Okay.
Howdy.
Hey there. It's kind of strange playing into the telephone.
Yeah, it must be a lonely show.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
No one's like taking off their shirt.
You're not?
I mean, I didn't wear a shirt to the show.
That's funny. Hey, while we're on the air, we should mention that on May 8th, we're going to be playing a concert event, a fundraiser for one of our local politician heroes, David Siegel, holding it down for the left or for the green or for the, you know, most of us out here. So we're going to be playing a fundraiser for him down at Nicanese in Providence. 6 to 9 is the time of the event. We're going to be playing a concert of music at 8 o'clock, and it's free for anybody who wants to attend. You don't have to donate. You're obviously welcome to. So.
And that's right down past Eddy Street, right?
Where is that, past Eddy Street? What is it? It's near all those clubs. It's near... Oh, it's in the Jewelry District, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not exactly... Oh, 75 South Street. 75 South Street.
Okay. 75 yeah. South. May 8th?
May 8th, David Siegel, good man, votesiegel.com. You can find out more information about that. Let's see if we have another song now. Look at that, we do.
Awesome.
All right, this is a song called The Ballad of the Broken Bones from our last record.
Cool.
Over the world am I.
Hey, James.
Hi, Ben. So, you're going to New York next?
We're going to New York. Actually, first we have that Taza competition.
When's that?
On Sunday. They're doing a competition down at Taza, high stakes. It's been going on for about 10 weeks now, and it's getting better and better each week as they narrow down the artists. It's getting harder and harder for us, too, more and more stressful. But we're still alive in the contest, and we're going to go play that.
So how many rounds are left in that?
This is the second-to-last round. There's five musicians left, and they're all good friends of ours. It's kind of awkward.
So, wait, who decides? I've seen the posters, but who, like, makes the cut? Do they, like, how do they vote you off the island?
First of all, there's the actual contest part of it where you have to cross the fire pits and, you know, juggle the flaming lizards or whatever. I've never seen Survivor. I assume you're making a Survivor reference.
But yeah.
They have judges. they have two judges and then a couple other silent judges, I guess, who are not sitting there at the panel, but they're looming in the wings and twisting people's arms. So it's two parts awkward, but more parts a great thing for Providence, how many people came out to play and that they got everyone together. So that's going on at Taza on Sunday, 7 p.m. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Everybody who's left is really good. Yeah.
So who's playing on Sunday with you?
Sunday, Sunday is it's all five artists are playing. We're playing three songs each, and then the two artists that are chosen will go on to play the following Sunday a full set of music, on the same bill together, so to speak. And that should be even more awkward. Huh? That'll be pretty intense.
Yeah, you should get your trash talk ready.
Yeah, we should. We should. We're going to put Jossie in charge of trash talking.
That's good. She's fierce.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's another fun thing. So if anyone wants to come down to Taza and check that out on Sunday, we could use the support. We're going to play another song now from the record What the Crow Brings. That's our last record. This is a song called... Oh, you want to play Ticket Taker? I take that back. We're gonna hold off on playing another song from the record and play a new one for you. This is the folk set, by the way. I don't know. We normally play a lot of rock and roll songs too, so don't get the wrong idea. This is a song called Ticket Taker.
Okay, great.
I wonder if they can hear that. Yeah. Tonight's the night when the waters rise and you're groping in the dark. And ticket takers count the men who can afford the ark. And ticket takers will not board. And ticket takers are tied. For five and change an hour, they'll count the passersby. Now they say the sky's the limit. The sky's about to fall. And down come all them record books, cradle and all. They say before he bit it that the boxer felt no pain. Somewhere there's a gambling man with a ticket in the rain. Marianne, I know I'm a long shot. But Marianne, what else have you got? I am a ticket taker, many tickets have I torn. And I will be your ark, we will float above the storm. Thank you. Years have passed in this river town. I've sailed through many traps. I keep a stock of weapons should society collapse. I keep a stock of ammo, one of oil and one of gold. I keep a place for Mary Ann. Soon she will come home. Mary Ann, I know I'm a long shot. Mary Ann, what else have you got? I am a ticket taker. Many tickets have I torn. I will be your ark. We will float above the storm.
Howdy.
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How's it going?
Good. Did that come through?
Yeah, that sounded great.
Nice.
I didn't feel it.
He wasn't feeling it?
Yeah, Ben wasn't feeling it.
Ah. What can we do?
So, yeah, how much time do we have left? Yeah, we have time for another one?
Yeah, you guys play one or two more.
Great.
And so that was off of, that's a new song, right? Ticket Taker?
Yeah, that'll be on the next record.
Cool.
Yeah, I wanted to remind everyone about David Siegel's fundraiser next Thursday that we're playing.
So that's May.
That's at Nick and E's.
May 8th. Okay.
6 to 9, Nick and E's. That'll be fun. Support a good cause. See some people and hear some good music. In fact, this marching band is playing. What Cheer Brigade?
Oh, that's if you haven't seen that and you're in Providence, that is an excellent, excellent show.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be sharing the bill with them.
Cool. 6 to 9, Nick and E's.
Yeah, and the Trolleys are playing. They're a brown band.
This is just an all-night party.
Yeah, yeah. David Siegel. Vote Siegel. So, yeah, we have a few more if you want to hear them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bomb it with that last one. Great. How about Ghosts? So the Ghosts That Write History Books.
All right. I like that one.
Okay, great. Okay, Goddamn House.
All right. I like that one, too.
Okay, you liked both of those choices. Okay, here goes Goddamn House.
Thank you.
Now the kitchen is empty and the dishwater's cold. The newspaper on the table is 3 days old. Now I've read every book on the living room shelf. I'm losing my mind in this goddamn house. I'm losing my mind in this goddamn house. And don't forget to comb your hair. I'll be back by 3, and I hope you'll be there.
Hello. What was that awesome noise?
We decided to use some phones of our own also.
Oh, I've seen that trick before.
That was cool. We just played. I was just holding 3 phones in my hand. That was fun. It was 2 cell phones. We're using a couple cell phones to get that feedback sound.
Yeah, for all our listeners at home, if you have 2 cell phones handy, just call one, say something, and then, like, start waving them around each other.
Oh, no, you got to put them on speakerphone.
Oh, that's right. Put them both on speakerphone. That's right.
That's the secret. Yeah, you talk into it, you get a nice digital delay and some kind of weird, I don't know. It's good fun.
You're going to do that.
It's clean fun, and it's safe.
You're going to do that one day, and then you're going to, like, explode or something. microwave your kidney.
Yeah. It's dangerous. But it's the risk you take. Every time you play phoning it in. So.
It's a very dangerous show, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I think we just have one more song for you.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
This is a song called To the Ghosts Who Write History Books. It is another folk ballad. And we don't feel bad about that.
I feel like you guys are going to have to go have, like, a hardcore rock out session after this somewhere.
That's exactly what we're going to do. It's too bad. We have all the electric stuff here. For some reason, I don't know. There's all this running around the room that happens when you only have one phone. Like the drum set, we put it way the hell on the other. Are you allowed to say that on the radio?
You are, as long as you're not, like, condemning someone to it.
Oh.
It's one of those tricky ones.
As long as it's in a literal context.
Yeah.
An academic context.
Yeah. You're good.
Okay, good. This song's called To the Ghosts That Write History Books. We're the Low Anthem. Thanks for having us on the show. And
they can see you at Nickanese on May 8th.
Nickanese May 8th for David Siegel. VoteSiegel.com.
And Taza this Sunday.
And we will be going for the gold at Taza this Sunday.
Nice.
All right. I'm gonna try playing this one holding the phone the way you hold a phone when you're, like, doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, let's see how it works.
Here we go. Oh, this is very awkward. Are we still... Hey, are we on the air?
Yes, we are definitely on the air.
Good, there was just an explosion in here.
Oh, yeah, that was me hanging up the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, this is To the Ghosts That Write History Books.
To them ghosts who ride his books, all them ghosts who write songs. Now everyone asks, would you write one about me? To them ghosts in the train yard, all them ghosts in my dream.
Hey there, fella.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Did that work?
That sounded awesome, as always.
All right.
And thank you guys so much for being on.
Yeah, thanks for putting us on the spot here.
When you're going to New York to record an album.
Yeah.
When are you guys going to try to have that done?
About half of it is done. We're putting out a radio sampler, which I'm sure you'll be getting a copy of.
Most excellent.
And That's going to come out any week now, and that's just the first half of the record. The second half of the record will be finished in a month and will be released in the early part of September. It's like the most stressful time for that. We're trying to spend about 20 of the next 25 days in the studio. The other 5 days are gigs, so it's pretty crazy. Might not get done.
You guys just like fall in love with each other.
Oh, it's...
And it's all pretty. I imagine it being like childbirth in some ways.
You're
beautiful.
You're very idealistic. That's not what it's like at all.
Oh, no. You shattered my dreams.
Yeah, no, we survived the hardest part, which was the original tracking. We were on lockdown for about 11 days together, eating our meals together, sleeping together, recording together, and living in a house together, and that was insane. We'll never do that again. So I figure we can make it if we made it through that. But anyway, thank you for having us on the show. On behalf of the other guys too, Joss waves goodbye and says thank you.
No problem. It's always wonderful, and I'm sure I'll see you guys either down at Taza or supporting David Siegel down
right,
at Nickanese.
We'll see you soon.
All right, see ya.
That was a low anthem on Phoning It In on BSR 88.1 FM WELH. Providence, or you've probably been listening online. It's possible. Maybe you're listening both online. That was the phone, hence the show. Or you've been listening at www.bsrlive.com, or with a radio and the internet, because you want that much BSR all the time, because you are the most curious listener in the world, and you are who we serve. Coming up next is Trying to Find a Balance